We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So, Woody, I see Lamar Jackson is getting ready to have something come out. He's going to tell his side of the story of what's going on, too. He said, I watched Aaron Rodgers do it. I think I'm going to try this thing. I've tried everything else. To get this thing rolling here and get some teams interested, and, you know, I guess the union's involved now, and he's been using the union for help. He just doesn't want to pay any of those agents. He just does not want to share any of his money with those agents, those sports agents, all of them that are out there. Just doesn't want to do it, man. I am really, really wondering what is going to happen with that one. The Odell Beckham Jr. one as well. I think Odell's had a couple of months of reality kind of kick in here from when he was going around and everybody was kind of recruiting him, saying, man, we'd love to have you. Remember the Dallas thing? And he's hanging out in Dallas with the guys at the end of the season. I thought maybe he was going to come back last year, you know, and like, nah. So he ends up sitting out, doesn't play at all, does his workout so everybody could see that he can cut again. And, you know, listen, he's one of the most gifted guys I think we've ever seen. He can really run and everything else. But 30 years old, didn't play last year. Coming off that knee on a crossing route in a Super Bowl. And he's 30 years old. And he's had a few injuries. And those years that were some of the best that we had when, I guess, Woody would – I guess we'd have to consider Odell Beckham Jr. back in 2014, 15, and 16 with the Giants, one of the best receivers in football.
Yes, absolutely.
Put some big numbers, double-digit touchdowns every year. But that was a long time ago.
Yes, and when it's a long time ago and you're consistently a pain in the ass, you have to get that little scale out and put
that
pain in the ass on one side, production on the other side. And I don't know where Odell stacks up on that one, man, because he's – seems like a relatively difficult guy to have on your team.
Well, I don't know. Like, hey, Odell, how you feel about being a number two on our team or a number three? How do you feel about games where you get three targets or two targets? Or are you going to be okay with that?
No, would be probably the answer to that, right?
That
doesn't seem to be his deal.
It'll be interesting to see. And, you know, the Baker Mayfield thing, whatever you think of Baker, who looks like he's going to get another run at seeing if he can be a starting quarterback with Tampa Bay. But, boy, that thing didn't end well. Did not want to play with Baker and the dad sending out videos of my son open and you didn't throw the ball. And Odell agreed. He liked him. He liked all that stuff on social media. Liking and blocking. It's amazing. Social media stuff. Go, hey, you see somebody blocked you? I go, I didn't know. If they liked it, I would know. Like, I'm okay. And I see my girls get so affected when they get blocked. Like, it's telling somebody to kiss my ass. It's like, I don't know. I guess, but find out somebody your kids are friends with and they block them. Find out. It's incredible. Like, I got blocked. So, okay. Did it affect anything in your life? I don't think so. Kind of crazy. We have a busy, busy day today. And, of course, last night was just fantastic, man. Did you ever see Miami and FAU both? I got crazy with my hands. My hands went up and down. Crazy.
That's March Madness, bro. It was crazy.
With both those teams now in the Sweet 16, just incredible. Last night, the way they took care of Miami, took care of Indiana, 85-69, really put together a complete game. And I want to talk about one of the best stories. We talk about guys getting hurt, whether they're going to be able to come back or if they want to come back, if they're not feeling 100%. And you get a guy like Norchad Omier, who we didn't know if he's going to play. He goes out against Drake, 12 points, 14 rebounds, follows it up with a little foul trouble. Last night has 17 rebounds. 17 rebounds, and a big, big reason that Miami out-rebounded Indiana like 48-31 in that game. Just incredible what Jim's guys were able to do last night. Jim Larrañaga, by the way, will join us about 30 minutes from now. We'll talk to him as they get set now to play number one Houston and see how they do. And the FAU story, man, I know you're up in Boca, but we've been watching. We've been watching. Hell of a story. John L. Davis, 29 points last night. They'll play number four Tennessee as well. But FAU has also been a nice story so far. I don't know where they get their players, but whatever it is, you got to have some talent and some coaching to get this deep into the tournament.
That was a wild game last night, man. Fairleigh Dickinson gave him a nice little run there. How about those guys beating Purdue? I mean, you talk about schools that aren't recruiting the same guys. Like, that's not even worth saying there. Like, that's incredible.
I don't know.
Purdue's got a guy who's about 8 feet tall, by the way, who has, you know, stone hands. But it's amazing to for a team like that. Did you see their gym, by the way? You see Fairleigh Dickinson's gym? It's like a high school gym.
Yeah, no, I'm not surprised. Some of the smaller gym holds like 800 people
Way, we're calling it a gym because that's what it is. But yeah. It's not even
a mini arena. It's got a few seats in it.
It's amazing, man.
But, yeah, there's some great stories. Listen, that's why this tournament is we've lost two ones and two twos and two threes, and you go right down and there's been upsets right off the bat of this tournament to where it is right now, which, by the way, not great for brackets unless you're really smart about this stuff and we're able to pick a bunch of these upsets, which I'm never very good at. Just terrible. Hey, by the way, man, if that wasn't enough, the Heat have finally just about run down the Brooklyn Nets. It's just about here. Nets lose last night. Heat win. I believe they're within one game right now of sliding up a spot and getting out of that seven spot. Nobody wants to be in a seven spot. Nobody wants to be. You want to get in those top six spots with the new format. In the play-in, you want to stay out of the play-in. You know that one-game play-in, anything crazy can happen. Is it a one-game play-in or is it a best of three? I can't even remember.
It's a one game, but there's four teams, so it's like a one and one. That probably didn't make any sense. I pulled an all-nighter last night, but you got a great schedule coming up here, man. I mean, you got the Knicks and the Nets coming up this week. Like,
we do.
Crazy. This is gonna be a fun week of basketball.
We got the New York teams coming.
Got to find
town.
A way to get the Knicks, so man. I hope that last one left a bad taste in everyone's mouth. You got to find a way to get the Knicks here on Wednesday.
I think you're going to start seeing now it's all those little injuries. You're going to see guys playing through everything now and understand it's important to get the best seed possible. And, again, make sure you're in those top six. But the Brooklyn Nets it's finally catching up to them. It has been for a while. They actually got off to a nice little start with Kyrie and Kevin Durant. But it's disappeared. It has disappeared. By the way, the Panthers have won 5 of 6 and are now 1 point back of the Penguins for the 8th playoff spot. And they've got the Red Wings tonight, and they've got Philly tomorrow for those. And, of course, great comeback against the Devils at home to finish up that long homestand. So it's a lot of good stories going on here. And baseball is going to start up. Whatever, I don't care who goes and who doesn't. I really don't. You know what I've learned doing radio, and I'm not in the business of trying to sell people on liking a sport. And I want to let you know. Sometimes I get a little carried away about sports I like, and I understand that. Like, I get that tennis doesn't have a normal every week spot on TV, on CBS, on all the big stages. I get it. I know golf does. Golf's always, CBS has a package, NBC has a package, and they have golf channels. So they've got theirs. And I understand that outside of tennis channel, they really don't have a home except for some of the big tournaments, well, the majors. And outside of that, so everybody's got their favorite sports. I get it. And I try not to talk about tennis too much, but I do love tennis. I do. I like following it. I'm like a little groupie. But that's just me. That's, you know, everybody's different. But I am not going to sit here and try to sell people on going to Marlins. You know what the product is. You know what they've added. You know they've got, you know, people are aware of it. Again, they're stuck in a really money-spending National League East. They have spent a lot of money to improve their teams. The other owners are so pissed at the Mets right now and that guy, because he's just like, they finally had to say, stop! You can't have everybody. And they're taking players from the big teams. That never happened. And by the way, they're not the only ones. You see what the team in Philly did in the offseason, including this guy, Trey Turner, who's got an 11-year, $300 million deal he got. And the Braves are coming back. They're going to have a nice team again. So, listen, man, I hope the pitching keeps them around. They have a comeback of some guys. They had two guys they signed as free agents last year that were injured and terrible. Just a combination of both. Garcia and Soler were not very good and injured. That's a bad combo for two guys you brought in and thought they could give you some power. You can't get power if you're hurt. So they've added some more new guys, and they've moved some guys around. And so we'll see what it looks like. I have no idea. I hope all our teams do well, but we have to stop with thinking that you're going to get some juice or a nice kickoff because the World Baseball Classic. And listen, the Marlins are
if you don't, it's pathetic. I got to tell you, man, to have that kind, that level of tournament at your building, have that many fans. Where, by the way, I don't know what the issue is with parking. I know people are parking at like Government Center because I see all the signs down there. I guess they don't have enough parking.
I don't know.
For all these people, I assume that's why
they got 36 parking there, or whatever it holds, 35, almost 36,000.
Everyone, by the
game.
Way, everyone's got an excuse on the text machine this morning for why they don't go. You know, whether like we've had people, the food isn't good, the parking sucks. And parking, by the way, is expensive.
I gotta tell you, if
it's $30 for marquee games to park your car over there. So I don't know if that turns people off, like they don't want to go. But you know, I think people, especially in this day and age, are going to be very, you know, picky and choosy with how they spend their money. You know, things are a little tighter than they used to be. And
what's that have to do with the baseball?
It just has to do with, I think. I'm trying to think of reasons why they can't parlay this massive tournament into anything, why you can't win over some of these fans. It's amazing to have a tournament that big and not get any buzz when you have opening day. What is it, 11 days at that place?
Yes, it's the tournament from the start till the end here. And by the way, it's going to be even sexier. Can you imagine the finals of Japan and the United States? They could sell 60,000 tickets to that game. 60,000 tickets they could sell to that game. And I'm not exaggerating. They moved that thing to Hard Rock and set up a baseball field out there like they did when we had 60,000 for the Marlins World Series games. And every seat would be taken.
Ready for another excuse? Someone said lack of public transportation. That's the problem with the Marlins.
That's why you get 8,000-9,000 a game, 10,000 a game.
There's a lot of excuses, man. I don't know.
What
kind of public transportation are people using for the Heat? What are you taking, the Bright Line to the Metro Rail to the People Mover, like to a bus? I mean, come on, man. Dolphins games? People are finding their way there.
I just think this thing, I don't know if it's a hangover from Samson and Jeffrey Loria. I don't even know if he's still alive. Is Jeffrey Loria still around? Is he still married?
Alive, did you say?
Yeah, I don't even know if he did.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like it'd be newsworthy if he croaked. No?
I don't know. And he married that young secretary. He's probably
Keeping him alive.
Yeah, that keeps him going. Anyway, without taking shots and stuff, I just...
Now these guys are like, this guy says we're done with this damned franchise and this broke-ass owner. It's that simple. All right. Look, yeah. Man, the Marlins are definitely cheap. Their owner is cheap as hell. I mean, there's no question about
well,
it.
Well, they're not going to go out and just do what the Mets guy did. That's not going to happen, no. It's not worth
Marlins
it.
Marlins product sucks. That's the problem. One game a year I go to. The parking sucks. The traffic from Broward to that part of Miami sucks. The construction sucks. at a Fins game, I'm home 60 minutes after I leave. By the way, if you leave a Dolphins game the same time as everyone else, you better be prepared to spend some serious time in that parking lot. All right, so let's not act like that thing moves, you know, just like you can breeze out of there.
You know what I don't get, though? You know what's incredible to me? I have told you that Cuba, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, and Dominican Republic are all big, some of our biggest baseball markets in the world. Japan's in there, too. And we happen to have a large fan base of those groups that live here. Venezuela's huge. Dominicans, Puerto Ricans, and the combination packages. A couple people that we know have, like, a Cuban dad, a Puerto Rican mother, and those combinations, they see their teams, their countries coming here to play. They want to go. Once baseball starts, you're not going to have a different feel. It's not going to feel like a friggin' soccer match overseas. These baseball games, they're loud, they're crazy right now.
I love these shows, by the way, where we try to figure out what's wrong with the Marlins. Then someone like the Texans help us out, parking. Food. What's the other guy said? The construction. Traffic.
Okay.
There's a lot of stuff. That guy had a long-ass list. Everything that's wrong with that deal over there.
All right. Well, listen. We'll see what happens. I don't know. I don't want to be the downer on the Marlins season, although we asked for Jeff Conine like 2 weeks ago. And we can't. I guess I need to call him personally and see, like, hey, Jeff, is something wrong? I can't get you on. All right. Why is this guy? What's this guy's problem?
I don't know if he has a problem. Maybe it's possible he forgot. He just, like, I asked him for Jeff Conine, and he goes, what day? And I was like, I don't know, tomorrow? And he laughed like I was, like, requesting, like, Babe Ruth to come on.
It's funny, I can call Jeff Conine the next day to play tennis, and he's ready to go because he kicks my butt.
Well, yeah, that's what I thought. I just figured this guy could shoot Jeff a text. He'd come on with us. I didn't know it was a big ask.
It's incredible. Incredible.
Apparently it was.
I am glad Jeff's back with the team. That's good.
Yeah.
All right, we got to go to break. We're running super late. We've got Jim Larrañaga going to join us after another win and going to the Sweet 16 right now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Better get caught up. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment. Woody, is going to clear up a little bit around 11 o'clock?
Yes, actually.
Good.
It goes down to 7%.
Oh, good.
Then back up to 15, and then, but then it looks like it stays okay.
All right, good, so good.
You're clear. I know you want to.
No, no, I'm not getting into what. No, I don't want to get into what I'm going to do. I just want
to. You're going to the tennis. It's fine.
Maybe, maybe. Anyway, hey, listen, we got a lot of stuff to want to get to. Jim Larrañaga is going to join us about 10 minutes from now. So the other very funny thing over the weekend, if you missed it. So they've moved Kenny Smith and Charles Barkley over to kind of cover, well, not kind of, to cover this college basketball tournament. And it's pretty funny because if you watch it, you realize neither guy's putting a whole lot of time into this. I mean, they're NBA guys. Their personalities. I think Kenny plays off of Charles and Charles plays off Kenny pretty well. But if you missed this the other day, Woody, you sent me this. I was crying. I was crying. Here it is.
I mean, it's so much stuff that goes into this. And you know, shout out to all the trainers also. Yeah. To have all, and the guys who do all the uniforms, to get these uniforms cleaned up and everything. Cause, I mean, I'm so old. We used to take a shower in our uniforms because, you know, because we flew commercial my first few
Wait,
years.
Wait, time out. There's no era where you did
it. Yes, it is.
Stop, you're making this up.
No, I'm not.
There's no way that you were supposed to wash your uniform with it on.
When I first,
you're making this up.
I'm not making this up.
Let him finish.
No, I've never heard. No. No one in the right mind has ever done that.
Let him finish,
Kenny. Please do. And soap. They give you soap.
Let him finish, Kenny.
When I first got to the NBA, we flew commercial.
Yes,
I'm not disagreeing with that.
So when you played the night before and flew the next morning, when was you exactly going to get your uniform clean? You had to wash your uniform yourself. So after the game, when you got to your room, you took a shower in your uniform and dried it and dropped on the commercial airline the next
morning. Were you with Ted Clampett?
No, please.
That's why you had to let him finish.
Come on. Have you ever heard of this in your life, Clark?
Well, how are y'all cleaning y'all uniform? Y'all playing in funky uniforms?
No, somebody.
Wash in the dryer.
When you're flying the next morning.
You can clean your uniform without showering in it.
That is
possible.
You can actually clean it without showering in it.
In it. You don't have to have it on.
But it's easier to do it that way.
It is easier to do it that way.
Charles Barkley wouldn't let it go. So made up. So funny. No shot. No shot at all. It was very funny. Very funny.
Said it with a very straight face, too.
No, he wasn't letting up on it.
At the end, he goes, it was easier.
Yeah, right. Instead of just giving it to the guy that travels with the team to go ahead and wash and dry and get
it done.
Guys
are hilarious, man. Barkley's the best. He just he gets on there and he goes, man, you know, Auburn, they make shots tonight. They're going to win. It's like, all right, thanks, man. That's like his analysis.
If we can hold on to the ball tonight, we're going to win. Hey, thanks, man. It's outstanding stuff. Way to go. Great, great stuff. Oh, that was fantastic. So, anyway, I did see and laugh my ass off watching that. So we got a lot of this. We got a lot of stuff coming in on baseball. I'm not bashing the Marlins. I'm not. I know they got a tough road to get this thing going again. You keep talking about, well, with all the energy, and these games are amazing, but there's not too many Major League Baseball games all year. Hell, not even the World Series gets as passionate as these games that you've been watching. If you watch Puerto Rico and Venezuela, or Venezuela and Dominican Republic and the combo, they all played each other in the first round. Dominican Republic got knocked out right away. It was unbelievable. It was packed, and It was screaming after every pitch. Cuba and United States, one problem United States has laughed about is, yeah, when we go back there, we realize it's going to be we're going to be the visiting team because our fans that root for us usually aren't that loud and don't get into it that much as the way some of the different islands that they're playing and the way they go about this thing. Anyway, we'll talk more about that. And a little bit later in the show as the opener, right around the corner for the Marlins, and this tournament will be over. I hope, though, a couple days from now, we get to see Japan, the United States. Shohei Ohtani, oh, my God, that would be unbelievable. Jim Larrañaga is unbelievable. He's won two games, and he's back in the Sweet 16. He's going to join us next. But first, I want to take a second to tell you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. I love talking about Michael Kotze. I want to let you know a couple things. Fixed-rate mortgages back in the fives right now. If it's something you don't think it's going to get lower, you want to lock it in, call Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. And listen, a lot of people are taking equity out of their home for debt consolidation, home improvements, or for a lot of different reasons. If you're upside down right now and stressed out and could really use some money real quickly to some of that equity in your home to get some bills paid off and where you can start sleeping better at night, go to Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. He's been helping a lot of people. He's got a lot of great programs out there for you that can really, really help you with the rates and as shaky as they've been. But I want to let you know, if you're 62 or older and have equity, you might want to talk to Michael Kotze about a reverse mortgage. They're super popular here in South Florida with folks in their 60s, and he'll explain how it can help you in the long term as well as right now. And I also want to say this. If you don't have great credit, or you have a hard time proving your income, don't lose hope. Michael has rolled out his no income verification program that's been a big, big hit. Best of all, this guy works 7 days a week. He's always working for you, gets a lot of deals done on the weekend when you're out shopping for a new place or just sitting down with the family trying to figure out how you're going to get by. I think you need Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Here's his cell phone number, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. That's Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. NMLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change. Daily without notice. He's an equal housing.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Linder.
19 seconds to play in Albany. Bates. Oh, the shot is blocked by Jordan Miller. Joseph in front. Jordan Miller one more time. Two-handed. Awe-inspiring. Slam dunk. Jubilation for Miami. 10 seconds to go. 85-69, side iron miss. Norchad O'Meara has it for Miami. The Hurricane said, don't pick us. Holy smokes, Miami to the Sweet 16 back-to-back years. It's an eruption of Miami joy. And a Hurricane will blow into Kansas City. Miami 85, Indiana 69. Miami to the Sweet 16, that's your final score.
Nothing like Joe Z getting you a little fired up last night, but probably not as fired up as the head coach of the Miami Hurricanes basketball team is this morning. Going back to that Sweet 16, Jim Larrañaga. Coach, good morning, and thank you so much for getting up with us this morning, and congratulations, Coach.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. We're heading back to Miami. We got a 9 o'clock flight and excited to get back home, celebrate with our students and fans, and get ready for the Sweet 16.
Coach, boy, it just looked like you really put together a complete game of both halves last night. Out-rebounded Indiana 48-31, the real dominant stat last night. What'd you think of your team, and did you expect them to play like that last night?
You know, after our Drake game, I could see in our players' faces and in their attitude, they were disappointed that we didn't play better against Drake. So I knew we would come out with a vengeance and really want to play well against Indiana. Got a great deal of respect. Indiana's tradition. They've won national championships. It's a crazy basketball state. And Nigel Pack is from Indianapolis. So I felt certain our guys were going to be very ready to have a great game, and we certainly did. Isaiah Wong scored 27 points. Norshad Omir had 17 rebounds, and Jordan Miller just dominated the second half.
Coach, I want to talk about Norshad Omir. I started the show this morning. I have so much respect. I know he wasn't 100% when he walked off the last time we saw him in Duke. Couldn't put any pressure on that leg to come out and do a double-double, come back with 17 rebounds, and play the way he did, Coach. A lot of respect, and also for the trainers that got him ready.
Yeah, Sam Johnson is our trainer. I said Sam Johnson was our MVP, because without Norshad, I don't think we'd be in the Sweet 16. And with Norshad healthy, with his ankle well, being taped, all the treatment he got, the rehab, he spent hours and hours and hours, endless, in that training room working with Sam Johnson. So first you got to give Norshad the credit for having the heart and the willpower to go into that training room for 10 hours a day, and Sam Johnson's expertise. But getting Norshad ready and him playing as well as he did in back-to-back games Friday and Sunday was absolutely terrific.
And the other thing we have to talk about, Wong and Miller did not shoot the ball that well in that first game against Drake, but the way they played, Isaiah Wong looked like the ACC Player of the Year the way he was shooting the basketball. Talk about those guys bouncing back the way they did after poor games shooting.
You know, I would say this. Drake deserved a lot of credit. They defended those guys very well. They denied them everywhere. They didn't get the touches that they normally get. And because of being in the first round, almost everybody is anxious. And so we rushed some plays. We rushed some shots. And thank goodness we finished so strong on a 16-1 run to end the game. And that just kept going in the Indiana game where we were rolling. And Nigel Pack and Wuga Popla got us off to a great start. Wuga Popla made one of the most sensational saves late in the Indiana game, threw it to Jordan Miller, who scored. But at that moment, Wuga fell on his backside, and he bruised a bone. Bensley Joseph came in for the injured Wuga Popla. Bensley played terrific defense and handling the ball against Indiana's pressure. So just a total team effort.
Yeah, I always wonder. I was going to ask you about Wuga Popla, and I know you're not a doctor and you don't play one right after the game, but do you expect he'll be fine, Coach, for this next round?
Well, I sure hope so. He's been so terrific, and he's got so much energy and athletic ability. But I leave that up to the doctors and the trainers, and they told me last night they feel confident that he'll be ready.
Coach, you know what's amazing? This tournament, right from the start, you you catch somebody, you match up with a good game plan, somebody comes out cold and sloppy, and this tournament, like no other sport, has more upsets by seed numbers than anything. And boy, you look now and half the ones are out, half the twos are out, half the threes are out, fours and fives. Anything ever surprise you after being in this tournament as much as you have through the years?
No, I've told my team every year we've gotten into the NCAA tournament, there are 68 really good teams. They've all earned their way in either by winning their tournament or being selected. So a lot depends on your matchups. Purdue losing to FDU is really a case of matchup problems. One team is very big, the other team is very small, and you would think the bigger team would dominate. But a lot of times in this tournament and in any basketball game, the guards can control the game, the speed and quickness of your guards. And being small doesn't mean you can't be effective. You know, and bigger guards have a hard time guarding smaller guards. So, FDU did a great job, and Purdue had a hard time matching up and getting their big guy involved.
Well, speaking of number ones, you've got one coming up against Houston. Coach, how much do you know about them, and how much have you seen them before you start watching tape over the next couple of days?
Yeah, Joe, we'll spend a ton of time today, tomorrow, getting our players ready to know what Houston's all about. You know, last night after the game, I was asked about Houston. I said, no, I'm going to spend tonight just enjoying our win over Indiana. We'll start preparing for Houston tomorrow. But they were number one in the country for a good portion of this season. Kelvin Sampson, their coach, does a great job. They are very fast and athletic, and they've been good not just this year. Last year they were great too. So we know we have our hands full with Houston.
Coach, I want to ask you, so last night after the game, you're going back to a hotel and not back home to watch the game with your wife. So what do you do after that, knowing you're going to the Sweet 16? You got a couple of wins. You're the only team left in the ACC. What'd you do to celebrate last night?
Well, my son, his wife, and my two grandsons were at the game. And so we went back to the hotel and had a nice meal together. And my grandsons critiqued the game and told me what I did wrong and what I did right. They said to me, why did you take Norshad out when he was playing so good? I said, listen, he needs rest. He works so hard. You got to give him a breather once in a while. Well, you left him out too long.
Hey, it sounds like it's running through the whole family there, Coach. Oh, my gosh, you're getting it from everybody. Well, I'll tell you what. Coach, congratulations, man. I really appreciate you coming on. Boy, enjoy it. There's only 16 of you left, man. It's a great story for a second straight year of what you've been able to do. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, Coach Larrañaga joining us this morning before catching a plane here in an hour and 9 minutes. Heading back here to Coral Gables for a few days and then hitting the road again, man. Hitting the road again with and he's jacked up. Can you imagine your grandkids telling you, hey, I mean, we can talk to you, right? Grandpa, can we talk to you a little better?
That's awesome. I mean, look at that team they beat last night, man. It's one of the big, you know, historic programs in college basketball. The Hoosiers. Like,
hey.
And Miami's beating these teams consistently now. The Dukes of the world, North Carolina.
Don't you just kind of, in today's basketball, not everybody, but you just got to throw out what conference everybody's from, don't you? Like, nobody's intimidated. This is not football where, you know, it's, like he said, it's matchup. If you're good at guard, if you, you know, you get hot, the other team's sloppy.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, the one thing you notice, you watch the Fairleigh Dickinson game when they beat Purdue, and I, you know, I was talking about this with Joe Z on the pregame. Everyone at that level can make open shots. That's the most obvious thing, is that, and Purdue's defense was slow, and sometimes you go out, you take a team a little lightly, and, you know, the longer these teams hang in these games, man, they really start, things start to snowball, you start to get a lot of confidence, and that's what happened. I mean, it's just amazing that you look at the matchups in that game, and Purdue is, I mean, they got all Americans, and, you know, this other team has guys that won't, you know, they'll play professionally overseas, maybe.
Maybe.
But, I mean, Indiana's has a guy that's a lottery pick, and then another guy who's going to be drafted. They're a freshman who's really good, but their guy, Trace, he's a lottery pick.
We saw with Auburn. Was that last year we saw with
Jabari
Auburn?
Smith, yeah.
Yeah, like, wow, and... Hey, listen, we got to go to break. We got a lot more. I want to thank Coach for joining us for a few minutes this morning before catching a flight back here to South Florida. Right now, I want to tell you about Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing, trained and certified technicians, more than 100 trucks on the road, 7 days a week. And you know what? I want to just say this. It's not only great service with the air conditioning company, but the same with the plumbing part of the company. Licensed, experienced plumbers. 7 days a week, daily plumbing problems, indoors or outdoors, we got you covered. Always ready to go, and we are the water heater kings of South Florida. As many air conditioning units, all different sizes, we have in stock for great service to get them to you and install them quickly. We do the same thing when it comes to water heaters. Let's be honest. Nobody wants to be without hot water. You want that water heater when it blows, as you know. If you've ever had it happen, it is nice to know we can get rid of that old one and put in a brand new one so quickly for you. We've got box trucks filled with all size Rheem water heaters ready to go for you. The goal every day is same day installation. That's the goal every day. To be able, you call, we come out the same day. Financing plans to help you out. Just go to 855-PLUMBER, 855-PLUMBER, family owned, still going strong. Big Daddy Lenny started this thing 30 plus years ago. It still run with Eric and Mike and Chippy on the same great parts of just giving you unbelievable service. Coming out, taking care of your air conditioning and plumbing problems as quickly as possible. Check out ATC's Google reviews. They have over 1,200 Google reviews and a 4.4 out of 5 rating in around-the-clock air conditioning and plumbing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.